Doctor? Is everything all right?
Yes, yes. I'll be there in a moment.
Dear God.
Were there any marks on the ground near the body?
Yes. Yes, there were. Some little distance off. Still fresh and clear.
Footprints?
Footprints.
A man's or a woman's?
Mr. Holmes, they were the footprints of a gigantic hound.
You saw this?
As clearly as I see you.
Are there any sheepdogs on the moor?
This was no sheepdog. It was enormous.
Had it approached the body?
No.
Was the gate of the moor closed?
And padlocked.
How high is it?
About 4 feet.
What marks did you see by the gate?
None in particular.
You should have called me in at the time. I read the whole story in that path.
Perhaps.
What do you mean?
Well...
You're surely not telling us his death was supernatural.
For some weeks, people had been seeing a creature on the moor. They all agreed that it was huge and glowing. Exactly like the hellhound of the legend.
Well, if you believe that, then why did you come to consult me at all? You asked me to investigate Sir Charles's death and then tell me he was killed by a ghost?
I haven't asked you to investigate Sir Charles's death.
Then why did you come here?
Because I need your advice. Sir Henry Baskerville arrives from America in exactly an hour and a quarter.
Is he the heir?
The sole heir. The last of the line. And whether you believe it or not, I think he may be in deadly danger. Mr. Holmes, what should I do?
When the night wind howls in the chimney cowls and black dogs bay at the moon. And holiday, then is the ghost I know.
Dr. Watson.
Good evening, Mrs. Hudson.
May I have a word with you, please?
Oh, dear. What's he done now?
Oh, it's the usual thing. It's the smell, Doctor. It gets everywhere. Wouldn't be so bad if he'd only open a window. It can't be good for him.
All right, Mrs. Hudson. I'll deal with it. Oh, Mrs. Hudson, the gentleman of call today will be coming back tomorrow morning and bringing Sir Henry Baskerville with him. 10 o'clock.
Well, I hope they're both fit and well. They'll need to be.
I'll see what I can do. Holmes? Good Lord.
You caught a cold, Watson?
A cold? It's this poisonous atmosphere. What the devil is it that you put in that pipe?
You've been at your club all day.
Oh, please, Holmes.
Well, I suppose it is pretty thick, now that you come to mention it.
Thick? It's intolerable. Mrs. Hudson is about to throw us out.
Really?
Really? Couldn't you have let in some air?
A concentrated atmosphere helps me to concentrate. Isn't that interesting?
Fascinating.
Perhaps I should take it to his logical conclusion and get into a box to think.
An excellent idea. I'll order you one in the morning. Oh,
thank you, thank you. Now, have you quite finished trying to reform me, Doctor?
Yes, for the present. Hmm?
Well, come and have a look at this.
Hmm? Dartmoor?
Yes, I sent out for it. There.
Hmm, Baskerville Hall. It's very isolated.
Apart from the prison. Yeah. It's only inside 5 miles, but a couple of farms and a few houses. The excellent Devon County Chronicle provides a useful list of the local residents. Here, I mark them for you.
Mm-hmm. Arthur Franklin, retired.
Laughter Hall.
Jonathan Stapleton, the noted naturalist.
Mm-hmm. And his sister. Merripit House.
And Mortimer himself.
There.
Must be a wild and lonely place.
Yes, yes, the setting's a worthy one. Now, the devil did decide to meddle in the affairs of men.
Oh, surely you're not going over to the supernaturalists, too.
The devil's agents can be flesh and blood.
Do you think Mortimer will do as you asked and not mention this hound nonsense to Sir Henry?
I believe so. He seems extremely anxious to establish the young man in Devonshire.
You think that's suspicious?
Have you given this any thought?
Yes.
What do you make of it?
The footprints. Mortimer said that Sir Charles walked on tiptoe half the length of the alley.
Now, why should the man tiptoe?
He was running.
He was running. He was running for his life.